to change the key system south. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, because I really miss you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Julia celebrated her 21st birthday, and I have to admit that she has been very countercultural, expecting her second baby, shortly. And while she's celebrating her 21st birthday, that's out of the norm, and I think it's marvelous. I hope you agree. And I did send her an email, and shortly after I did that email, I sent one to your mom. And I don't anticipate she'll ever see it. Let's be frank. It'll be censored. That's obvious. Obviously, it's online, but I don't think anybody will see it. I'm not giving up. It was also interesting. You may be aware that Kim Jong Un returned to North Korea after visiting Vladimir Putin in Russia. And I saw from North Korean television his return, showing up at the train station, and just the huge crowd, everybody standing in nice, neat lines. The place was immaculate, and the applause and whatnot was just ridiculous. Part of it is a different culture. So, we can get carried away because it's a different culture and amplify what, but clearly there is a good bit of staging going on. But of course, it happens in the United States too, and everywhere else. But the thing that caught me was, kind of a fairly common thing. He shows up and he gets handed flowers and whatnot. But he also was greeted by two young kids, and he embraced them. And, ignore the politics. Here's a man embracing young kids. I have young kids. I'll leave it at that. I also listened to an interview from... It was ironic that it was people with a very leftist persuasion. Well, it was Julian Assange interviewing somebody a few years back, Noam Chomsky and a guy from France, forget his name. And the guy from France, it was asked, what is your advice to the next generation? And his response was, don't give up. Noam Chomsky's comment was referring to about how, the next generation is effectively committing suicide, like the lemmings jumping off of a cliff, which was a thing done by Disney, and it was total fraud, which I thought was interesting. So yeah, he's talking about the future, and he's talking about analogy of a fraud, but that's side point. The primary thing is don't give up. Here's very secular perspective, very politically left perspective, but I do think it's wise advice. Don't give up. And I think you might have noticed I'm not giving up, because I'm in love with my wife. I miss her terribly. And I mentioned my friend Chris Prince is with his wife, who, they're having trouble. But he's with her today as they're driving to St. Louis with their son, their granddaughter, to pick up their daughter-in-law because of graduating from a course for drug rehabilitation. The problem is that fundamental drive to be obedient to Christ does not exist with Chris's son named Christian and his wife Bethany. Christian is Christian in name only. I'm afraid that's the PCA. I'm afraid that's MetaView. And I'm concerned how much it is my own family. Christian in name only. I would point you to 1 John 2, but that's in the Bible, and the Bible I use as a reference, and obviously that's not shared. I'm not giving up. Dorothy Jane, I love you.